which means it's something obvious from last year's Masechta. I saw it previously last year, and I thought it's very appropriate for a beginning of a Zman, Shmuz. And I guess it doesn't have anything to do with the Parsha. Okay. Famous Gemara. It says, the person who put the mark but in the wrong place, obviously, Yom Echad, one day, Havikosochi Rav Yechon B'Yardina. Rav Yechon was swimming, I assume he was bathing in the Yarden. Chazei Reish Lakish. Rashi says, Chazei Reish Lakish, Shoya Listim. Reish Lakish at this point was a robber. So Reish Lakish is a robber, and he sees a nice victim. Apparently, that's the Pashup shot in the Yarden. So Vishad the Yarden about me. So he jumps, makes this amazing dive into the Yarden to catch this victim. So Rav Yochanan, strange Gemara, right? If I was there and I'm bathing in the Yarden, and then all of a sudden there's some robber makes this amazing dive chasing after me, so I would have been a little frightened. So Rav Yochanan says, "Hey, Lech L'Raisa, you know that's an amazing dive. You should be an Olympic star. You know, with those energy, you should learn." Okay, that's maybe a different schmooze. How Rav Yochanan is just, you know, he's just into Kiruv. You know, every person he meets, first thing, Shalom Aleichem. I remember, I was in in the. The yeshiva once had a branch in New Haven. And I was there with a friend of mine, Aryeh Rodin. Aryeh Rodin was a tzaddik. You know, he was in Dallas. He was this type of person. Everyone he met, he was trying to make karev. So we were driving in New Haven. And New Haven is a very old city, and it's full of cemeteries. I don't know. It's full of cemeteries. The yeshiva was next to a cemetery, but there were so many cemeteries there, we got lost. So we know where we were. It was pouring rain, whatever. No, maybe it wasn't, but it was a different thing. We got lost. It was at night. So we have to stop for directions. So there's a bunch of these real nasty-looking juvenile delinquents, basically, standing on the street corner. So he's driving. He pulls up to ask them directions. He says, "Oh, you don't ask them directions. Let's get out of here." No. Pulls up. He asks them directions. Right? They basically, you know, they look the part of, you know, I don't know what. So he asks them, he tells them the address. So they say, "Oh, you want to go to, because it used to be, the building used to be connected to the university. Are you going to the university?" So Arya says, "No, we're going to Torah Academy. Why don't you stop in and come learn some Torah?" I said, "Arya, they're not Jewish. You never know." Right? So that sounds like what Rav Yochanan here. You know, he's just trying to mimic Arev. First thing, the opening line, he meets this robber. Chedek l'raisa. Okay, fine. Amrelech, shuplich l'nashi. Right? Very funny response. Doesn't sound like the most. He says, "Your beauty should be for women." Not the most, okay, I don't know. It doesn't sound like the most highfalutin answer, but okay. Eidech l'nashi. Amrelech, so Reish Lakish says him, "E chadrich bei," if you do tshuva, and you basically go to learn, "I'll marry off my sister to you. She's even more beautiful than I am." Kiblaminei, he agreed. Boy, the Mahadri wanted to go back. He wasn't able to because he, once he accepted to learning, he became weaker. So he went and he learned. He became a great person. Okay, I tend to stop here, but maybe it pays to keep on reading. Yom Echad Avi Miflegi Beis Midrasha. They got into they were learning in the Beis Medrash, or they were arguing in the Beis Medrash, because there's a brisa that says, "Asai v'asakim v'apigyon v'aroimach v'amago yad mago kutzer." These are different weapons. V'hemetzai mekablin tumma v'shas kemar melachtem. When these weapons, when they're finished, that's when they mekabel tumah. Me'aim is like mar melachtem. When are they considered finished? So Rav Yochanan said they're finished when you put them in the oven. And Reish Lakish said when you have to put them in water after you take them out of the oven. So Rav Yochanan made some comment. Kasha, exactly. the Reish Lakish said, oh, this Tayyab Israel Yavdi. In other words, you were a robber, so you know our weapons. You know more than I do. You know how to do with that weapons, and you know that you have to do this process. So Omar, so Reish Lakish got incensed, insulted him. Maya, honestly, what did it help me that I became a Talmid Chacham? Hoslem Rabbi Kari, Hoker Rabbi Kari. That's all the lot I wanted. So Rashi says, Hoslem Rabbi Kari. He says, Rashi says, Rabin shall listen. Verosh Lehem Haisa. You see, listen, it comes out, I got 20 of Kavim when I was a listen. I was the head of all the robbers. And now, I'm the head then. So Reish Lakish got sort of insulted, whatever. Okay, we continue reading. Anyway, there's the simple shmuz. There's a very blatant shmuz. And then, like many, many shmuzim, when you add the Koyach HaTzir, the shmuz takes on a whole different dimension. The simple shmuz, without any Koyach HaTzir, is that Reish Lakish would be a person, if you were to use modern terminology, he's a person with baggage, right? Comes to yeshiva to learn. He was just a robber. He was a robber. So, and now he becomes a Gadadar. Comes a big Talmid Chacham. So the simple shmuz, without going into any Koyach HaTzir or any, is that a person can have baggage, a person can have a history of Haveiros, whatever, right? And you can still become a very big Talmid Chacham. Not like some people think that, I'll never become a Tzayef. If you knew what I did when I was young, it's no point, I can't, but no. Listen, here we have a classical example of a person who, in his background, learning the Tavis is a little different shot here, but learning like Rashi, is that he started out as a robber, head of the robbers, and he becomes a major Talmid Chacham. We know that. We see that, you see that in Orthodox, you go to Orthodox Meach, there's a lot of people who are Baal Tshuvas. But the degree here is so much more striking. You go to Or Sameach, the guy's about tshuva. It's not pshat that he was doing when he wasn't religious, he was doing maliciously things wrong. He didn't know. You have a very moral person who, okay, he didn't know there was such a thing as Shabbos. It was Mechado Shabbos. He didn't know there's such a thing as kashrus. He was mekachado. He didn't keep kashrus. He didn't know there's such a thing as hilchus nida. He didn't keep hilchus nida. But morally, he was always a very sincere, very honest. He wasn't trying to do something wrong. I would be very hard to believe that Rav Reish Lakish thought that it was moral to be a robber. I don't think so. And besides which, it doesn't sound like he was just Stam a robber. That's why I read referring to Gemara. He was the head of all the robbers, right? And it doesn't mean that there was like five robbers that he was ahead of, because then his statement to Rav Yochanan said, what did it help me? I mean, right now you're the big Rosh Hashiva. Reish Lakish was a major gado, and he wasn't just a Rebbe to five people. He was a Rebbe to thousands of people. So apparently, Reish Lakish, before he became, he was the head of the whole mafia. He was the Al Capone. He was world famous as the. So that's what he's saying to Rav Yochanan. What did it help me? Here I was this world famous robber, mafias. I got a lot of coven. My name was in the newspapers. I was world famous. And that was okay. So now I became also famous, but no big accomplishments. So you're talking to a person who is he's on the peak of success of a robbery, right? He's the biggest robber. He's in charge of all the mafias. He's the head of the mafia. And the extreme, he goes and he becomes Reish Lakish. Not a guy in Kolo. Reish Lakish. You know who Reish Lakish is? Reish Lakish is Reish Lakish. He's an Amora. And one of the main Amoraim in the Gemara is Reish Lakish. So the Koyach HaTzir of the, take the Gemara, again, a little later, is that the person can have this tremendous baggage, can go ahead and be doing tremendous Aveiros, And it doesn't necessarily mean you can't become the world's greatest Talmid Chacham. But I think there's another, a few more points. First of all, Rav Yochanan married his sister to him. Now, what is Rav Yochanan marrying his sister to him? You're marrying your sister to a robber? So it's apparently, Pshat is that Rav Yochanan was pretty confident that he would become a Talmid Chacham. I don't know if he knew he was going to become the God of Ador. So that also, now it's not just Pshat is that it was a fluke. It could happen, you know? It could happen that a guy can be, there's such a thing as a Baal Tshuva. A person can be in the lowest of the low, and he could go ahead and do a Baal Tshuva and become the God of Ador. It happened. Once in the time of history, it happened. Apparently, Rav Yochanan felt that it's very, very probable. Otherwise, I don't believe Rav Yochanan would have married his sister to a person who probability would not end up as, you know, Rav Yochanan probably had a lot of choices of Shaduchim. Shadid, Rav Yochanan saw that Reish Lakish had this tremendous kayach based on his jumping, whatever. And that means that if he applies himself, he'll go great ways. But he heard, what about the fact that he's a robber? What about his background? Why wasn't Rav Yochanan? Okay, Rav Yochanan saw that Reish Lakish had tremendous potential. Reish Lakish probably had a higher potential than we do, because I don't think we could do that jump, which indicated some great physical strength, mental strength, commitment, drive, whatever. But what about, why was Rav Yochanan worried about Reish Lakish's background? Why was he worried about his ponytail? You know, whatever, everything else that came with Reish Lakish. You know, Reish Lakish, at this point, he's a mamish aganav. He's right there. He's still a ganav. He's attacking Rav Yochanan as a ganav. Why isn't Rav Yochanan nervous? This is kind of the shidduch that you're making with your sister. So apparently, it's Rav Yochanan knows. What's the problem? No problem. The guy, if I'm only marrying my sister, if he'll commit to learn. If the guy learns, he's going to become a chashvei talmid chacham. There's no problem. Okay, so that itself, again, that's... That's it's nice to hear. But what I thought, that's what I choose is, this chazal is famous chazal. But I saw now a new dehir, which to me was very, almost like a bigger dehir than anything else. In a normal situation, you go to Or Sameach, you go to Eisha Torah, you go to Diaspora. Pshat is, you get a guy, he hit rock bottom, he was searching, he was. Going through the world, he went to India, Tibet. He's a person, he comes to yeshiva, maybe he was once doing a very, but now he comes to yeshiva, he's very sincere, he's motivated, he feels terrible about all the averas he did, he's inspired, he wants to learn. I don't see a word of tshuva in Reish Lakish here. Reish Lakish doesn't come to Rav Yochanan and says, Rav Yochanan, I feel terrible, I wasted my life away. I was a robber. I was wasting my life. It's terrible. I'm searching. I want to turn over a new leaf and become a Baal Tshuva. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is no, doesn't, Rav Yochanan is the one that suggested to him to learn. Reish Lakish said absolutely nothing. Reish Lakish did not give a word, any implication that he's going to change. How did Rav Yochanan convince him to come join the yeshiva? I'll marry my sister. You'll marry my sister. And she's beautiful. Oh, that's real l'shem shamayim, right? Marrying a girl because she's beautiful. I mean, okay, there's nothing wrong, but that's not exactly l'shem shamayim, right? If anything, it's a little bit on the level of not l'shem shamayim. It's a little being into gashmias, I would go to the other direction. So Rav Yochanan goes ahead, meets Reish Lakish. He tempts him with pure gashmias. Reish Lakish has no, obviously we don't get careful. Rav Yochanan Lakish at the end was a chassid, tzaddik, yisraelim, and we're not insulting Reish Lakish. But at this point in time, Reish Lakish does not express any iota of sincerity, of the rutzen of being, I feel so terrible for all my averas. You're offering me the most gorgeous girl in the world. Okay. I'll do it. Why not? So that's like such an amazing thing that the Rav Yochanan is so confident in the Koach HaTorah that he thinks that there's a person who is right this second, not a year ago, and not 5 years ago, and not 10 years ago. Oh, 5 years ago I did a terrible avera. Right this second, he's in the midst of acting as a robber. Right, he's in the midst of being the robber this second, and he doesn't express an iota of regret. And Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan tempts him. Hey, you want to marry my sister? She's gorgeous. Sounds good. Okay. And he's ready to marry his sister term. Because why? Because Rav Yochanan is convinced that if a person learns Torah, obviously, especially Reish Lakish, again, I have to admit, Reish Lakish must have had amazing, amazing keichas. But Rav Yochanan is convinced that when he learns Torah, Torah will be mashpi on him, Torah will change him, he'll become the world's greatest Baal Tshuva, he'll do Tshuva and always Averis, he'll become the greatest Tzaddik. He's not just going to become an intellectual Talmud Chacham, but he's a Russian. That's not who he's marrying his sister to. So it's an amazing to hear of the Koach of Torah. When a person sits and learns Torah, even no matter, the worst baggage you have, you're doing a bemazed Averis, you're the Rashke Bahag of all the Ganovim, don't worry, it's almost guaranteed. It's almost guaranteed. Rav Yochanan is ready to bet his sister's shidduch on it that he'll become a ganz fine Talmid Chacham. So what the application, I think, is a very nice application from the beginning of this man, that many of us, maybe we've done things, some yes, some not, some more, some less, as we're welcome to America, that people feel guilty, and they have to realize, and that sometimes we've seen in yeshiva, there are guys who have trouble pushing themselves, because in order to push yourself, you have to have confidence. If a person doesn't have confidence that he's going to succeed, then you don't try. But that's the way it is. If a person feels you're going to, if you feel you're going to fail, then you're almost guaranteed to fail. So the only way to succeed is you have to believe you can succeed. Problem is that many people come to yeshiva, and because of certain past, whatever, so they think, what, me? A Talmud Chacham? Me, a tzaddik? You know what I am. I know who I am. I'm going to become a tzaddik. I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to get Kedusha. That's a joke. And therefore, since they have that in the back of their mind, that perception of negativity, so that doesn't allow them, even though they would like to, they can't really push because, I'm going to kill myself and they're not going to succeed anyway. So we have to know that that it's not true. You see from this Gemara, person can be steeped. I don't think any of us would be this Russia that got nothing yet. I don't think we got to be an Al Capone. And it's guaranteed. Rav Yochanan is giving his sister the shidduch. It's guaranteed. You commit yourself to learn. You don't have to have an iota of sincerity even, but you're going to learn. Okay, you're fine. We're guaranteed. And the Kal Vachomer that if we go ahead and we do have sincerity and we do have we're ready ahead of Reish Lakish at this point. Obviously, not later. But we're coming to yeshiva with sincerity. No one's offering us a shidduch of we're not here for shidduchim. I don't think so. Anyway, so the ma'isa, that we have to dare, that it's such a guaranteed. There's almost a psik resha. If you Chazal say yagata v'lamatzos al taimin, and it applies. Night of this current, even a person with all kinds of who knows what kind of baggage you have. If you gata, you'll be matzasa. That's we have to believe that there's a guarantee that we can succeed. We can succeed in becoming talmidei achamim. We can succeed in becoming people that are kaddish and torah and bari madrega. And that knowledge that we can succeed will hopefully give us allow us to motivate ourselves to work hard. And the may that we will be Hashem succeed.